Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 14 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling really good this afternoon. It is Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean, the weather conditions going to be great for this. I'm going to probably be heading over to the island tomorrow, spend some time over there.
Okay.
Check it out. But yeah, I'm really excited about this. We're going to be getting into some news about this. This terrible shooting took place this afternoon in Atlanta. It broke about 3 o'clock or so. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But if you don't mind, let's go ahead and do the top 3 trending stories, and we'll come back and take care of the national business.
Here's today's top 3 stories.
And also, we'll take care of the Florida business.
Of course. We got everything.
So it's all in here for you. Hey, don't forget, Concert Series 2025, Bands in the Blackwater tonight. New Cahoots Band. Curtain rises about 7 o'clock. Interesting thing here, they're letting dogs attend this, but you got to have them on a leash. I know that makes
fair.
A lot of pet. I know that makes a lot of pet owners extremely happy on that side. Big meeting coming up on Tuesday. FDOT holding a hybrid public meeting on a redesigned concept of a multi-use path right along Bayfront Parkway. The meeting is Tuesday, City Hall, to show the current design and take public comment on that. And the heck, I would be remiss if I did not tell you about this. The Lyrid Meteor Shower, one of the oldest annual showers, continues tonight through April 25th. The peak of the shower is expected next week, Monday and Tuesday, when the tail is at its peak. No special equipment is required to observe the lights. But I will tell you this. Take the beach road towards Fort Pickens at the gate there. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's closed at nighttime, but at the gate there, park your car and head to the beach. There's no lights. It's a beautiful view. And you can see these meteor showers. Really incredible. So that's the top 3 stories we're looking at.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Well, looking at the roads here, luckily I don't have much to report on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If you are dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for overly long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees, going to be a low of 66 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, both cloudy days, going to have highs of 78. The lows a little bit under 70.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, 617 News Radio 92.3, a convicted serial killer set to be put to death next month here in Florida. Ted Linder is all over this story.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a death warrant for Glenn Edward Rogers, a convicted serial killer linked to murders in both Florida and California. Rogers, who's now 62, is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection on May 15th at Florida State Prison. He was the murder of Tina Marie Cribbs near Tampa and also convicted in California for killing Sandra Gallagher the same year. Rogers suspected in several other killings nationwide. His execution would be Florida's 5th this year. Ted Linder, Fox News.
And around 25,000 packages of baby food being recalled because of possible lead contamination. Florida-based Fruceva made the product under a Target brand. The recall affects 4-ounce containers of Target's Good & Gather baby pea, zucchini, and kale and thyme vegetable puree. The packages have a best-by date of December 7th and December 9th.
The alleged FSU shooter is really no stranger to the Leon County Sheriff's Office. Phoenix Eigner, accused of killing 2 men, injuring 6 people in Thursday morning shooting on the school campus, happened right there at the Student Union. The 20-year-old is the son of a Leon County deputy, Jessica Eigner. Here's Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil.
Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene. And we are continuing that investigation into how that weapon was used and what other weapons perhaps he may have had access to.
Okay, Eigner was shot during that event. I'm checking in with the Tallahassee Medical Center earlier today before we came on air. They're telling me he's expected to survive. The 6 surviving members, victims that is, are in stable condition. 2 campus dining employees are identified as the victims. Robert Morales and an unidentified man were killed when Eigner opened fire on them Thursday midday. And just let me fast forward this now. We're getting a new report here from Madison Scarpino. She is in Tallahassee this afternoon.
Authorities confirmed that the two people who died are not students, and we did get an update from the doctors taking care of the six people injured. At the beginning of the update, the FSU president did say that students were shot, but the good news is everyone injured is expected to survive.
Faced injuries that involved the torso and extremities, some of which require surgery, some of which can be managed without surgery.
There's a quickly growing makeshift memorial here on campus. People have been coming by all last night and this morning and through the afternoon, laying down flowers and comforting their fellow FSU students who are just trying to process yesterday's horrifying shooting.
And authorities haven't specified a motive for Eichner yet, but he was reportedly asked to leave a club at Tallahassee State College due to white supremacist rhetoric. Also, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, among those speaking out after the tragedy, saying that while it breaks his heart to know that everything happened with the deaths and injuries, he says that were it not for response with law enforcement, it could have been much worse, and added that there will always be evil among us, but there will also be good people and heroes who will run in.
I got to tell you, there's a lot of love on that FSU campus. Let me just kind of put this all together for you. Yep, the day after, you know, that day on Thursday is going to be long lived in the memory of Florida State students and the whole Knowles community, actually.
Right.
While Florida State baseball fans were set to fill Dick Houser Stadium on Thursday evening to watch the Knowles play Virginia, well, instead, they were fed. 1,100 students were fed free hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and drinks as those students reunited with friends. Just a bit of camaraderie on the FSU campus on Thursday.
Absolutely. Very good story and very good way to wrap it up there. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of the biggest national stories going on for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over... Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree...
It's huge!
...is the moment I knew that for him...
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the White Sands Panhandle Band takes the stage. It's one of the hottest bands in bluegrass country and rockabilly on the Gulf Coast. You'll hear everything from Marty Stewart to Marty Rabin to Charlie Daniels at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Don't bring any pets or glass.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the various proposals to increase the fire protection, MSBU, in Escambia County. What's the right way to fund that, per household or by square footage or ad valorem? Also talked with Alex Andrade, and after this week's feud with the governor, he fully expects the governor to veto all of his local spending projects, and the House, it'll be up to them to override those vetoes. Plus, ongoing fallout from the Hope Florida Foundation scandal. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe this afternoon and evening. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend's going to have a pair of cloudy days with a high of 78. Low's going to be just a little bit below 70.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 625, News Radio 92.3. I mentioned this to you just a few minutes ago here about that unfortunate incident taking place in the Atlanta suburb of South Fulton, Georgia. Two officers have been hurt and a suspect killed in that shooting. Jill Nato is in South Fulton this afternoon.
Officers with the Fulton County Police Department said they noticed a suspicious individual near a hotel and called for backup. When a South Fulton officer got to the scene, that's when there was gunfire. Police Chief Keith Meadows.
Immediately after he exited his patrol vehicle, the suspect opened fire on Lieutenant Cook, striking him at least three times.
A Fulton County officer was also injured. The suspect was killed at the scene. No word on a motive yet. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation's been at the site looking into those shootings. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And President Trump extending the federal hiring freeze for another 90 days. He signed the executive order yesterday ordering no federal government positions be filled until mid-July and no new jobs created unless directed by the administration. The freeze will not apply to military personnel or positions related to any immigration enforcement.
Okay, millions of Americans are celebrating Good Friday ahead of the Easter weekend. Kristen Goodwin has more.
Good Friday falls on the second to last day of Holy Week. Some observers use the day as an opportunity to fast, while some Catholic Christians avoid eating meat. 79% of Americans plan to celebrate the Easter weekend, with Easter Sunday dubbed the most popular church day. This according to a WalletHub survey. But the personal finance website Finding Celebrations will be less extravagant this year, as 47% of Americans say they'll skip dyeing eggs due to their price. Still, 83% say they plan to have an Easter egg hunt. When it comes to sweets, 77% of Americans say they eat the ears of a chocolate Easter bunny first. And whether you're a fan or not, WalletHub says 1.5 billion marshmallow peeps are consumed each Easter. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And it's going to be a stormy Easter weekend for millions of people in the U.S. Severe storms are forecast from the southern plains to the Midwest throughout the weekend. Some areas could see hail, heavy winds, and tornadoes, as well as possible heavy rain and flooding.
If you didn't want to hear that forecast, he'll have a different version for our forecast in a few minutes. So hold on for that. Nice beach conditions this weekend. Speaking to Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood, he tells us extra lifeguards will be manning those towers.
Yeah, when it's beautiful like it is today, hey, you're going to the beach.
You're absolutely right. Beach officials expecting huge crowds this weekend celebrating Good Friday.
And a White House social media post says the Maryland resident who was deported to El Salvador is, quote unquote, never coming back to the U.S. The Supreme Court has ordered the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Kilmar Obrego Garcia, as the Justice Department claims he's an MS-13 gang member after originally having stated he was deported by mistake.
Okay, gallery night's underway downtown Pensacola. Special night tonight, it really is. It's Pensacola Navy Days have returned, honoring the rich military heritage of the greater Pensacola area. This annual event highlights the bond between the local community and NAS Pensacola, and of course, with all the other branches of military stationed aboard NAS. The event is already underway at Gallery Night, themed for Navy Day's Military Appreciation. This year's celebration continues with a series of events throughout this month and into May.
And Luigi Mangione will be arraigned next week in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old Ivy League grad set to be arraigned at around noon next Friday after a federal grand jury in Manhattan returned a 4-count indictment against him Thursday. Mangione is charged with stalking, a firearms offense, and murder with a firearm. The last charge makes him eligible for the death penalty if convicted, and that's something Attorney General Pam Bondi has already ordered federal prosecutors to seek.
629 News Radio 92.3. Let's kind of keep it here with the Easter theme, Americans facing higher prices for chocolate this Easter. Kelly Sabrini has your details.
Instead of a solid chocolate bunny, you're going to have to buy potentially a hollow one because it'll be cheaper, less chocolate, of course. The reason why chocolate is more expensive, political turmoil in these countries that produce it, disease affecting the cocoa plants, and drought and other dry conditions in some of these West African countries. Now, what are consumers going to be spending their money on? 92% of respondents to the National Retail Federation say, of course, candy. Another 51% will be spending their money on decor, and then 49% on Easter-themed clothing.
And I was just talking a moment ago about this whole Kilmar Obrego Garcia situation. Well, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says his fight to bring home the mistakenly deported man is about more than just one person. Speaking in Virginia, the Democrat said the Trump administration is lying about what the case is really focused on and added that it's about the rights of every person in this country.
Okay, remember this. Construction continues along West Main Street as the city installs storm water pipes. Other improvements include road resurfacing and the installation of new lights for both walkers and drivers. Thinking about buying that house, here's your 30-year fixed mortgage number, 6.87, 15-year, 6.28%. In Lesson 5, sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A Democratic senator is back in the U.S. after meeting with the immigrant deported to El Salvador by mistake. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Senator Chris Van Hollen detailing his hour-long meeting with Kilmar Obrego Garcia in El Salvador.
I say to the president and the Trump administration, if you want to make claims about Mr. Obrego Garcia and MS-13, you should present them in the court, not over social media.
The White House says Obrego Garcia is a member of the MS-13 gang, which he denies. The Trump administration says they need to see progress in ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned that Washington could walk away from efforts to bring the Russia-Ukraine war to an end if there are not clear signs that progress is being made.
Rubio is in Paris for talks. America's listening to Fox News.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Find out why it's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood at WSRE-TV when Mary Riker joins the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10:30 to discuss all the happenings of Be My Neighbor Day at the WSRE Amos Studio. Join us to get all the scoop on this and all the great things happening at WSRE-TV Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, 6:34. That's a perfect song for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just really is. Nice.
Weezer's got it going on.
Yeah, it really does. What was it with Weezer? We did the story last week. Was it a band member of Weezer?
It was their bassist. His wife was involved in like a police-related thing.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
Thanks for belling me on that one. let's go ahead and take care of the top three trending stories this hour.
Here's today's top three story.
Okay, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is receiving reports of scammers on the phone posing as deputies and threatening to arrest potential victims if not immediately paid. We've heard this before. It is a bad scenario, and it is simply not true. Sheriff's Office will never call to threaten, arrest, or demand payment over the phone. Victims are encouraged to immediately go to the nearest sheriff's office to report the incident. UWF receiving $2 million to help with the construction of that new Darrell Goodwin football stadium. The Escambia County Tourist Development Council agreed to the university's request for a tourist development tax grant. Escambia commissioners must now approve that grant. The stadium costs $45 million and will double the current facility's seating capacity, increasing it from about 3,800 to 7,500, and W.H. Rhodes Elementary School in Milton could potentially become Santa Rosa County's first community partnership school. At the school board's April meeting, members took no action on the proposal, but said they're pretty interested in it. If Rhodes becomes a CPS, it would be the fourth one in the area.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, Coach Prime, a.k.a. Deion Sanders, responding to critics of the program's recent decision to retire the jersey numbers of Travis Hunter and, more importantly, Shedeur Sanders. If you don't know what this is about, the university, I think it's CU, so Colorado University at Boulder, whatever, they decided to retire these two players' numbers, and it was met with actually a lot of criticism, including several former Colorado players that were upset by the timing of the honor. Head coach Deion Sanders said that if his last name wasn't Sanders, we wouldn't have this discussion. He said that in reference to the inclusion of his son's number two jersey with the reigning Heisman Trophy winners. The pair joined just four other Buffaloes to have their number retired throughout the team's 135-year history.
Okay, Blue Wahoos got a big win Thursday night in extra innings over Columbus. It was 4-3. They go back at it tonight, and then they return back home on Tuesday coming up here. By the way, here's your latest Fox Sports update for the afternoon.
Fox Sports update.
He keeps adding to the career goals record.
Slicing through, Pulev got it. Ovechkin scores! On the power play, 897.
Alex Ovechkin scoring on ESPN against the Pittsburgh Penguins, ripping it home from his home office, the top of the left circle. But Sidney Crosby and the Penguins finish up the regular season with a 5-2 victory. Elsewhere, on the final night of the NHL regular season, the Rangers shut out the Lightning 4-0 to end a disappointing season, but Sam Rosen ended his illustrious 40-year broadcasting career on a high note.
Final game of this glorious broadcasting career. It's a shutout for Igor Shesterkin and the New York Rangers. sixth shutout of the season for Igor, his 21st career shutout. Second against the Lightning, and a great way to go out. A 4-0 Rangers win. Joe,
nice job.
Thank you.
Great
thank
call.
You for everything.
Thank you.
Sam Rosen and Joe Micheletti on the MSG Network. The Maple Leafs beat the Red Wings in overtime 4-3. Other winners, Columbus, Ottawa, Buffalo, and Calgary. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin tomorrow. Major League Baseball, O'Neill Cruz with a cruise missile. He led off the game with a 442-foot home run for the Pittsburgh Pirates against the Washington Nationals. And you can turn off the TV after that. The Pirates won 1-0 for only the second time since 1900. Elsewhere, the Mariners outslugged the Reds 11-7. New season, same story for the White Sox. They lose again, shut out by the Athletics 8-0. Baltimore over Cleveland. The Tigers beat up on the Royals. The Yankees doubled up the Rays. Texas over the Angels. Diamondbacks beat the Marlins. Phillies beat the Giants. And the Mets beat the Cardinals. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning got shut out by the Rangers 4-0 in their regular season finale from New York, so that was kind of lame. But to be fair, they got the playoffs in sight. The Bolts host the Panthers in Game 1 of the opening round this upcoming Tuesday night.
Okay, 638 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for having us on today, getting ready for this big weekend here. Monday. Big event. Big event. Boston officials talked about their plans to protect athletes and spectators. What am I talking about? Monday's Boston Marathon. And here's the Boston Mayor, Michelle Wu.
This is the oldest annual marathon in the world. And hosting that event is no easy task. But neither is finishing a marathon, as all of our runners know, or founding a nation. And no one does it better than Boston.
And we have a report saying that San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich left a restaurant in an ambulance earlier this week. According to Tuesday, authorities received a call about an elderly person who had fainted when eating dinner. Video shows the 76-year-old being placed into the ambulance on a stretcher. Popovich is still reportedly dealing with the side effects of a stroke he suffered late last year. The legendary coach took a step back from leading the Spurs this season as he focused on his health.
News Radio 92.3, NASCAR is rolling this weekend, but a little different. They're not rolling on Sunday, they're rolling on Saturday.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
The NASCAR Cup Series returned to Bristol Motor Speedway last Sunday, and Kyle Larson completed a weekend sweep.
The goal today was to win one for John. In the memory of John Edwards, Kyle Larson dominates and wins Bristol.
Mike Joy with the call on Fox. After winning the SIAPS 300 on Saturday in the Xfinity Series, Larson took the checkered flag in the Food City 500 on Sunday for his second Cup Series win of the year, as he led in 411 of the 500 laps. The Cup Series is off this Sunday for Easter, but there is Xfinity Series action this Saturday as NASCAR makes its long-awaited return to Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina. The North Carolina Education Lottery 250, presented by Black's Tire, kicks off at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. For Fox in the Fast Lane, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And the Sacramento Kings closing in on hiring their new general manager. ESPN reporting that Sacramento is finalizing a deal to hire longtime NBA executive Scott Perry as the team's next GM. Perry has a 25-year front office resume, including stints with the Pistons, Supersonics, Magic, and Knicks. He replaces Monty McNair, who the team decided to part ways with following Wednesday night's season-ending loss in the play-in tournament. The Kings have made the NBA postseason just once since 2006.
All those crazy people in Maine up to it again here. Bill Belichick, his girlfriend's going to compete in the Miss Maine USA contest against a transgender woman. Gary Baumgartner has the explanation on this one.
Among those competing against Jordan Hudson, Isabel St. Cyr, the first transgender person to try for the state title. St. Cyr, who is a farm owner, telling the Bangor Daily News she wants to show everyone that trans women can do well in the pageant. Hudson's boyfriend, the former New England Patriots head coach, is now UNC's head football coach, Gary Baumgartner. Fox News.
And last but not least, here's your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As we gear up for the NBA postseason, I have two early NBA offseason predictions. First up, we know Kevin Durant is getting traded this offseason, and I have Ime Udoka and the Rockets trading for KD. And unfortunately, after suffering a stroke in early November, I highly doubt Greg Popovich is going to return as the full-time head coach, and I have Becky Hammon replacing Pop in San Antonio. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, we are sitting at just about 73 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, going to be some cloudy days for the most part, with highs of 78. Lows are going to be just below 70 on the local scale.
Okay, I got to tell you, it's Good Friday. You know what that means? It's going to be a busy day on the beach.
School's not in session today, and I've got all of our lifeguard tower staff because the lifeguards are motivated to work, yeah, and they don't have school, and they're available.
That's absolutely right. So the whole weekend's going to be just a blast on Pensacola Beach. Swim in protected areas. Hopefully the flags will be flying green. Maybe yellow, but I hope not.
All right. Also, wanted to hit you with business.
Here's today's business news.
How about that? President Trump is replacing the acting IRS commissioner he appointed 3 days ago. That's according to multiple reports. Deputy Treasury Secretary Michael Falkinder will now run the agency as he replaces Gary Shapley. Falkinder will be the fifth leader of the IRS this year. Trump has picked former Missouri Congressman Billy Long to run the agency, but the Senate Finance Committee still hasn't set a confirmation hearing. It comes as the White House has been working to shrink the IRS.
Okay, two of the country's biggest credit card issuers' pending merger is moving forward. Capital One Discover, by the way. Here's Fox's Hillary Barsky.
Toyota could be producing the next version of its RAV4 SUV in the U.S. The current models are made in Kentucky, Canada, and Japan. Reuters says Toyota planned to export the new RAV4 to the U.S. from Canada and Japan. However, adding supply from the U.S. would lessen the impact of 25% tariffs and would boost supply for a popular model. The new RAV4 would be the first redesigned since 2019. If it is produced in Kentucky, it would probably start in 2027. Toyota says it continually studies ways to improve manufacturing and has nothing to announce at this time. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
Capital One's $35 billion acquisition of Discover Financial Services receiving the green light from two top regulators, the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. However, its approval is conditional. The OCC says the deal depends on actions by Capital One to address any open enforcement actions against Discover. Capital One and Discover are among the largest credit card issuers in the U.S. The deal will expand Capital One's credit card business while giving the bank a card network. Discover's card network competes with Visa and MasterCard. Capital One says the deal is expected to close in May, subject to closing conditions. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, this is something that is undoubtedly controversial. A Japanese bus driver losing out on his life's work over $7. The man who worked for Kyoto City for nearly three decades will not get his $84,000 retirement pension after being fired for stealing a few bucks from passengers' fares. It says he was caught on the camera of his bus pocketing a 1,000 yen bill. The 58-year-old driver sued the city for being denied his pension but ultimately lost a case as the Supreme Court delivered a final ruling in the city's favor yesterday.
All right, White House looking to build bridges with the tech sector to ensure the U.S. is at the forefront of innovation. Grady Trimble has this report.
Fox on Tech.
At an artificial intelligence summit in Washington, Vice President J.D. Vance is making the case that AI innovation will ultimately create more jobs than it replaces, arguing the emerging technology and American workers can coexist.
And I believe that's what we're on the cusp of, a great American industrial comeback. Because innovation is what increases wages.
Organizers at the American Dynamism Summit say the Trump administration's plan to lower taxes and cut regulations will help the U.S. win the AI race against China. Catherine Boyle is with the event's host, venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz.
Chinese cannot keep up with our ability to innovate. And so I think we need to let the innovators thrive, let the builders thrive, and remove the red tape while also letting private markets invest in the best companies.
Boyle says the Trump administration is bringing renewed optimism around AI. With Fox on Tech, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
Well, pre-orders of Nintendo's newest gaming console set to resume. The video game giant revealed Friday that advanced sales of the Switch 2 will happen April 24th. The company pushed back the original date by a couple weeks in order to assess recent tariffs announced by President Trump earlier this month. Nintendo also notes that the cost of the system will remain unchanged, with an around $450 price tag or a bundle package with Mario Kart World for nearly $500.
News Radio 92.3, ready for a feel-good story?
Yes, please.
And this is a good one. Busboy at Denny's in Arizona, celebrating 47 years working there. Here's Brian Webb with the story.
Eggs and toast, pancakes and coffee. Barney has seen it all and cleaned it all.
What about the customers? You get to know some friends when they come in. What's that like? They know you, right?
Yeah, give me a tip money too.
They give you tips. Yeah.
Barney is a busboy at Denny's, two mornings a week for 47 years, a company record. Barney, now 78 years old, paved the way for other workers like David.
No business was hiring developmentally disabled adults. It just was unheard of.
So Barney's kind of an unofficial supervisor now. And one quick reminder from Barney himself, don't forget to come to his party.
Maybe come down to my party. Come down.
And have a blast.
Yeah.
Brian Webb, Fox News.
A very feel-good story there indeed. Alrighty, last but not least, we've got Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Volvo Group plans to lay off as many as 800 workers at three U.S. facilities over the next 3 months due to market uncertainty and demand concerns amid President Trump's tariffs. Volvo Group North America said in a statement that it notified employees its plans to lay off 550 to 800 people at its Mack Truck site in Pennsylvania and two Volvo facilities in Virginia and Maryland. Shein and Temu, two popular Chinese e-commerce sites known for low-cost products, say they will raise prices for U.S. consumers next week. The move coming amid President Trump's 145% tariff on imports from China and the end of a trade loophole that largely benefited those two companies. Meanwhile, the Trump administration announcing fees on Chinese-built vessels. Steep levies on Chinese-made ships arriving at U.S. ports have been proposed, up to as much as $1.5 million. That's Your Money Now.
All righty, 6:51. We'll take one final break here. When we return, we'll get some health notes for you as we ease you into this weekend. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
From time to time, parents occasionally ask,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
A better question might be,
is it safe for my children not to participate in high school sports?
Statistics show that teenagers are likely to be healthier and stay healthier as adults if they play a sport in high school. Participating in a high school sport builds and maintains strong bones, muscles, and joints. High school athletes are also more likely to develop good eating habits. High school athletes not only have stronger bodies, their self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-discipline are strengthened too. So insightful parents aren't asking,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
Instead, they're asking,
hey, what time is the game tonight?
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Join Dawn and Sarah Kay from Ashton and Avant Health 65 Plus Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. April is Advanced Care Planning Month, and they'll be discussing the benefits of advanced care planning. Answer your questions, let you know how Ashton and Avant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Health news.
Okay, let's see here. A group of states are looking to snip unhealthy foods from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. They call it SNAP. I'm sure you've probably heard of this. Kelly Sabrini has more from Chicago.
Arkansas, Idaho, and Indiana are the latest states looking to remove certain junk foods from the approved list of SNAP items. The USDA says 12 states are pursuing waivers to make changes as well. Proponents, including HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., say this will make SNAP recipients healthier. The Arkansas waiver will exclude all sodas as well as any fruit or vegetable drinks with less than 50% real juice and candies. The soft drink lobbying group American Beverage Association tells us, quote, restricting SNAP purchases or banning safe ingredients won't make anyone healthier. Rather, they're punitive policies that leverage fear-mongering and misinformation.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This last check of the roads and weather looking pretty good from what I can see. Roads are looking clear. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, it's a little cloudy out there. 73 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend going to have highs on Saturday and Sunday. 78 degrees, going to have some clouds in disguise both days as well. Lows are going to be just under 70.
Okay, bands on the Blackwater getting ready to kick off at about 5 minutes over at Jernigan's Landing in Milton. That's going to be a blast. They always have a good night. And also, don't forget about gallery night. It is Navy Days, yeah. Gallery night. So take advantage of a couple of free outdoor events you can take part in this Friday night. The use of CT scans may pose an unnecessary risk to patients. Jonathan Sierra has more.
The use of CT scans has increased 35% since 2007. For early detection of serious conditions such as blood clots and tumors, they can be life-saving. But researchers warn overuse exposes some patients to a small but unnecessary risk from radiation.
There's been a remarkable growth in CT scanning for upper respiratory infection. You don't need CT for that. It doesn't help you.
Dr. Rebecca Smith-Beinman is lead author of a peer-reviewed study published in JAMA Internal Medicine that predicts the 93 million CT exams performed in 2023 alone will eventually lead to approximately 103,000 cases of cancer in Atlanta. Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And the FDA allegedly planning to end most of its routine food safety inspections. Multiple health officials have told CBS News the FDA will effectively outsource the inspections to state and local authorities. The plans have reportedly not been finalized yet and may need congressional action to be fully approved.
Okay, let's talk about the FDA a little bit here. They're warning that a popular diabetic and weight loss drug are fakes.
My goodness.
And that could put your health in danger. Here's more from Fox Health House Call.
This is House Call for Health.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning patients and doctors about the rise of counterfeit Ozempic on the market. The agency issued a notice Monday urging pharmacies and consumers to check their Ozempic prescriptions to make sure they are authentic. This comes after the FDA says it seized several hundred units of counterfeit versions of the popular diabetes and weight loss drug. The maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, Novo Nordisk, told the FDA earlier this month that counterfeit injections were being sent outside its authorized supply chain in the U.S. Novo Nordisk is encouraging users to double-check the prescriptions, lot, and serial numbers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
All righty, and Dr. Mehmet Oz being sworn in as the administrator for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services today. Known as Dr. Oz on TV, he's President Trump's pick to head the agency that oversees Medicaid and Medicare. Duh. Democrats claim he will be part of a Republican effort to cut benefits. Oz says he only wants to make the agency function more efficiently.
So you want to buy a house, you might want to sell a house. Let me give you your numbers. That'll help you out one way or the other. Mortgage rates slightly higher today, just below the 7% mark. This is where it'll start off on Monday morning. Mortgage News Daily reporting, average rate 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.87%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.28%. I always find this interesting. Alaska's Mount Spur volcano is on a yellow eruption alert. These volcanoes are amazing.
And frightening.
Absolutely so. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
The Alaska Volcano Observatory says that while the likelihood of an eruption has decreased slightly since March, it remains at a yellow alert because the unrest that is occurring is greater than normal. The observatory also says a full assessment is hampered by bad weather, preventing another flight over the volcano to monitor venting gases. And volcanic earthquakes causes them to keep the alert level at yellow. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
You know, it's actually kind of scary because you always see these like just hypothetical videos of how, you know, how far these volcanoes or like Yellowstone, right, in the U.S., like how far stuff like that would affect if it were to erupt. And that is, that's unsettling.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to the Maui volcano one time.
How was it?
Well, it wasn't erupting, that's for sure. But
I believe you.
Got a chance to see it. Thank goodness it wasn't erupted. Let me talk real quickly here. Sales tax holidays coming.
Alrighty.
46 days, disaster preparedness tax. June 2nd, Freedom Month holiday starts July 1st. Back to school, August 1st. Skilled worker tax, August 29th. Hunting season tax, September 15th. So those are some things you can look forward to in 2025. Have
right.
a great weekend. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, back Monday at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.